Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the fourth Eliyahu in Parshas Veschanan, and that is Perek Hey, Pasuk Aleph. And the Pasuk tells us, Vayikra Moshe al Kol Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu called all of Yisrael, Vayomer Lehem, and he said to them, Shema Yisrael, listen, hear, O Israel, Es HaChukim Ves HaMishpatim, the Chukim HaMishpatim, Asher Noichi Dover HaBazneichem HaYom, that I'm speaking in your ears today, Volimatem HaSam, and learn them, Ushmartem HaSoysam, and you should be careful to perform them. Hashem Lekeinu Kar Simonu Bris B'Charev, Hashem our God, He sealed a covenant with us at Charev, which is at Har Sinai. Hashem did not seal us with our forefathers. Ki'itani, rather, He did it with us. Anachnu Eile Pai Hayom Kulanu Chayim. We are here today, all alive. Panim Panim De Rashi Machem Bahar Mitoy Chayesh. Hashem spoke with you face to face at the mountain from amidst the fire. Let's just see Rashi over here. Pasuk Dalid Panim Panim. Amar Abrechi tells us. Kachar Moshe. This one Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael. Al Timer, don't say Ani Mata Eschem Aloy Davar. I'm actually just tricking you on something that didn't really happen. Kedar Shasar Shor Oisa Ben Amichel Akeach. Like the agent or the middleman does so in between the seller and the buyer, he'll make up stuff and trick them. The seller himself, he spoke to you. Hashem spoke to you face to face. Back to Chumash Pasuk. Hey, I who was standing in between Hashem and you at that time, to tell you the word of Hashem. You were afraid of the fire. You didn't go up the mountain. Lamer saying, meaning I conveyed Hashem's words to you. And these are the Sarah Sadibras. I am Hashem your God, who has taken you out of the land of Mitzrayim from the house of servitude. You are not allowed to have any other gods in front of me. And Rashi over here, Pasuk Zion, tells us, Alpane, what does that mean? In front of me? Wherever I am there, you're not allowed to have any other gods. And that's the entire world. So obviously, we're not allowed to serve Avodah Zarah or serve any other gods. Another way of understanding this is, as long as I'm around, you're not allowed to serve any other gods. And we know that Hashem is around forever and ever. Back to Chumash Pasuk Ches, you're not allowed to make any carved image, any likeness, of anything which is in the Shemayim above, or of anything which is in the land over here, or of anything which is in the water underneath the ground. You're not allowed to bow down to them. You're not allowed to serve them. Because I am Hashem your God, a jealous God. The one who visits the sin of fathers on their children, on third generation and fourth generation, for my enemies. However, one that does kindness for thousands, meaning of generations, for those that love me, and for those that perform my commandments. Do not bear Hashem's name in vain. Because Hashem will not absolve, He will not clean he who bears His name in vain. Guard the day of Shabbos to keep it holy. Like Hashem your God commanded you. Let's just take a quick look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Beis, Shamar. And in the first of that Seres HaBedibros, in Parshas Yisroi, it says the word Zachar. They're both said in the same Dibur and in the same word. And they were both heard in the same Shmiah. This is impossible for us to even grasp. However, Hashem said it in the same word, Zachar and Shamar, and we heard it in the same word, Zachar and Shamar. Kasher Tzivcha, Rashi says, Kaidem Matan Torah B'Mara, we were commanded to keep Shabbos actually before Matan Torah in the place called Mara. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel, Sheshes Yom Tavod, 6 days you shall do work, Vasisa Komach Techa, and do everything you need to, V'yam HaShvi, and the seventh day, Shabbos Hashem Melkecha, that's Shabbos for Hashem. Lois Asa Kom Lacha, do not do any work, Atu Vincho Vitecha, you and your son and daughter, V'avdecha V'masecha, and your servant and maidservant, V'sharcha V'chamarcha, and your ox and your donkey, V'chobem Techa, any of your animals, the ger chashem sharecha, or the ger that's in your gates. Leman yenuach avdecha v'mascha kamaicha. This is an order that your servant and maidservant shall rest just like you. V'zacharta, and you shall remember ki evad yisabaretz Mitzrayim, that you were slaves in the land of Mitzrayim. V'yotzei chashem lekecha misham biyad chazakah v'zrayim tuya. And Hashem your God took you out from there with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. Al kain sivcha Hashem lekecha. That's why Hashem your God commanded you la'asayis yom haShabbos to do the day of Shabbos. Let's look at Rashi over here. Pasuk tazvav v'zacharta ki evad yiso amnas kain pedacha. That is why Hashem redeemed you from Mitzrayim. So you shall be his servant and keep his mitzvahs. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tazayin. Honor your father and mother. Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Lekecha, like Hashem your God commanded you. Leman Yarichun Yomecha, so that your days will be lengthened. Uleman Yitav Lach, and so they shall be good for you. Alo Adam Asher Hashem Lekecha Nesen Lach, on the land that Hashem your God gives you. Let's just see Rashi over here quickly. Pasuk Tazayin. Kasher Tzivcha, Afal Kibud Avaim, Nitzav Mara. They were even commanded on Kibud Avaim in Mara, Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Sham Sam Loi Chaiku Mishpat. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yitzayin. Loi Sirtzach, do not murder. Veloi Sinaf, and do not commit adultery. V'loi signaif, and do not steal. V'loi sanabrecha yitshav, and do not bear false witness against your friend. V'loi sachmed eshreis recha, do not covet your friend's wife. V'loi sisaveh beis recha, and do not desire the house of your friend. Sodeyu, his field. Va'avda, his servant. V'amasa, his maidservant. Shaira, his ox. V'chamaira, his donkey. V'chol asher l'recha, or anything which belongs to your friend. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up with the fifth aliyah tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.